main pressure originally was just when I just split with the Beatles and then split up. It was just tough for a couple of years to even think of if we could even dare to try and do anything again, you know. Or whether you just had to hang up your boots and retire gracefully to Boot Hill. I think I was feeling like I was just the longer I waited with another day of no work, another day of nothing to go to, the more I was just getting stagnant. It's a bit like sort of after an operation where you want to rest, but you've got to push it. And I just had to push something.
She can't be found.
The only way I knew how to do it was just get back on the boards again with anything. So I'd hit upon the idea of just getting, you know, a bunch of people around me who would play, and we could just go out, and it didn't matter if it was big time or small time or anything, it'd still be just playing.
She'll be here.
You know, Linda was there on keyboards, terrified out of her mind all the time. That's about the craziest thing you can do, bring in your wife who's not had any previous musical experience. Well, you know, people couldn't accept that just we wanted to go back to square one and just become a little skiffle group again. And we were back at that stage. But it was the only thing I could think of to do, you know. And I thought I was doing just what I knew how to do.